Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Gerald Salente. Trends Research Institute. Folks, I encourage you to go to trendsresearch.com. Check it out. Gerald, tell the audience what you guys do up there.
Well, what we do is we look at the current events forming future trends. And what happens in most of society is people go to the information that they like and that reinforms their belief system. So if you turn on the mainstream media, all you get is a side that side is on.
Right.
And so what people are doing, it's an identity news, and just like your identity politics. So they're identifying. And we're political atheists, and we just look at information for what it is, and we look globally. And so people, they hate this country, they hate that country. We just look at information from every country. And then we decide, by going over enough facts, what substantiates it and what doesn't. And so it's a global nomic perspective of making connections between different fields. So, for example, in economics, most of them only look at economic data.
Mm-hmm.
They avoid social, environmental, right, and all the other integrative data. So that's what we do differently.
So, and folks, so check it out. It's trendsresearch.com, and don't forget to subscribe to the Trends Journal. You will thank me later when you do that. So, Gerald, let's get back into the blockchain cryptocurrency discussion, and let's mostly focus on the technology. There's blockchain, which is the foundational technology created for Bitcoin, but it's basically taken on a life of its own. I think in the future, Bitcoin might go away, but blockchain won't. And there's other technology. You and I both know about some other technology like Bitcoin, like blockchain. I say like it. It's different, but it serves the similar kind of a purpose, which is decentralizing, right? Isn't that the essence of the blockchain theory? Is that it decentralizes? It takes the middlemen out.
Exactly. The transaction's made between you and it, and that's the end of it. And I don't need a middleman. And that's all banks are. They're middlemen.
And attorneys. It's going to affect the government. The government is a blockchain in a lot of things. Local governments, attorneys are, accountants are, insurance companies are, publishers. This is going to have a big impact on publishers, because you're going to buy music one day, Gerald, from a songwriter, and when you enter into a contract to purchase that music, the blockchain contract itself, when you pay for that music, the contract pays the songwriter, not a publisher. It's all in the blockchain.
Yeah, the implications are limitless, and that's one reason, by the way, even Walmart is using it. You know, and from Walmart to country land registries, you know, it just keeps going on, mm-hmm, and on and on. And Merrill Lynch, National Bank of Abu Dhabi, they use blockchain-based crypto, Ripple, as I was mentioning,
right,
to settle payments across currencies and transfers.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, so everything is being done in an instant. Once that transfer is made, it's locked. And I'm going to tell you what else I think blockchain could be. How about blockchain democracy?
Yep.
If you're over 6 years old, you know that the government in Congress and Senate doesn't represent you. They represent the people that give them money. Adults call it bribes and payoffs. In school and in the media, they call it campaign contributions.
Right.
With blockchain democracy, you want to go to war? Let the people vote.
Yeah,
you
right.
want that tax plan that Trump put in there? Let the people vote. And we could do it on blockchain.
Mm-hmm.
Blockchain won't be as good as those lousy, stinking polling places where they rig votes? Blockchain democracy. How about that?
No, folks, he's more right than you think. Probably thinking, but this is the kind of thing that this technology can do. And there's good, there's bad and the ugly, but I think it's going to happen in two ways, Gerald. The first wave is going to be what you were just describing, how the banks are using it, how Abu Dhabi's using it, how you and I will be asked to use it before too long. The second wave will be when the disruption happens.
Yeah, look, why should we, why, they don't represent me. What, I need some jerk, you know, little clown boy or girl to tell me how to vote?
Exactly.
Let me vote. They don't represent me. They don't represent you. They represent the people that give them money.
You heard it here first.
People are too stupid to vote.
On the Small Business Advocate Show. Hey, Gerald, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here.
Okay.
Will you come back soon?
Anytime.
Thanks, Gerald.
All the best.
Ladies and gentlemen. Don't unbuckle, ladies and gentlemen. Please don't unbuckle yet. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. Now you can unbuckle.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.